This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Going where no other media dare go, to the facts. I don't know why. Isn't that the way you should go? Isn't that just a natural flow of where you want to go to the get to the bottom of a story and you know, stick with the facts? I don't know what the deal is. Hi, friends. Scott Hillen. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell.
Hello.
Ravate and Manny, at your service. Phone us up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Hot off the presses. We have a press release from the group representing the thugs that are protesting at the Dakota Access Pipeline. I have it right there. I'm going to read it in a second if I don't rip it to shreds, which I feel like doing. Also, Lou Holtz is scheduled to join us at the bottom of the hour, and the flagpole guy. We're going to kind of play this by ear and just see how much breaking news we have on what's going on. We're efforting some answers that came up last hour on 1806 and who can get in and who can't. We do know the campgrounds are closed, so I'm sorry, folks. It is not fun, and I would, if I had a planned trip down there, going to do some camping, I'd be a little ticked, too. Blame the thugs. Blame the thugs. Call, direct your ire at Senator Heidi Heitkamp and say, okay, Senator Heitkamp, we have a situation out of control because of some extreme environmentalists who get the wind at their back from the Obama administration. You're a Democrat. We have a federal law enforcement situation, a five-alarm fire right now. We need to stop this, and until it's stopped, the state has to do what the state has to do. But, you know, to me, blame it on the feds. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And the media coverage on this thing has been horrific. I also believe more folks, not only just Senator Heitkamp, but Senator Hoeven, Congressman Cramer, Governor Dalrymple, probably most especially, and the governor's office, need to be more proactive. I don't doubt there are things going on behind the scenes, but you need to inform people. And judging by the calls we've had since the day this started, people are very concerned. They have good suggestions, but there is a vacuum because there isn't a lot of comfort coming our way on what's being done to avoid this powder keg becoming a powder keg and another, you know, Gordon Call. Or I mean, I've heard everything from this could be a wounded knee to a Gordon Call to a Waco to a, you know, it's a powder keg. Powder kegs can be diffused with good leadership. Let's get some. Overtly. Not just covertly, overtly. We want to hear you. Speak. Let us know what you're doing. Way too quiet. Instead, what we're getting is press releases from, are you ready? The Indigenous Environmental Network, the Camp of the Sacred Stones, and Honor the Earth. That's a good one. And they just sent us an email. Interestingly enough, they kind of messed up. They have a little thing at the bottom of the email. It says, if you'd rather not receive future communications from Stop Dirty Tar Sands, let us know by clicking here. Oh, yeah, Stop Dirty Tar Sands, right, yeah. So this is the Keystone XL pipeline playbook. Right, okay, so we know what's going on. Again, thugs, professional protesters, and they're bussing them in from all over to do this. Speaking of the reporting about all this, which hasn't been that great, Lauren Donovan is a reporter for the Bismarck Tribune. Did you know Lauren Donovan's sister is one of the protesters? Let me ask you this. You don't have to be a media expert to answer this question, but if you're the Bismarck Tribune publisher and editor, and you have a reporter who has a sister that is in the protest, and then that reporter is covering the protest and writes things like, these youthful protesters. Youthful protesters are the ones at a high school that protest because they don't have enough food on their plate anymore because Michelle Obama wants to control the diet of our high school students. That's a youthful protester. Youthful protester is not someone with a machete, with pipe bombs. And by the way, we have reports of all of this. That use horses to literally come within inches. Wild horses running around like crazy coming with inches of law enforcement. That's not a youthful protest, Lauren Donovan. And the fact that your sister is there, that's great. Obviously, you also share an ideology with your sister. That's very evident in a lot of your reporting that's been done. That's fine. Don't report on this. Report on something else. There must be a city commission meeting you can cover or something, because that's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Okay, so back to the phones in 1 second after I share with you what Honor the Earth, Camp of the Sacred Stones, and Indigenous Environmental Network want you to know about a victory. In a victory for protesters gathered at the drilling site, construction is temporarily halted on the Missouri River Crossing drilling pad of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The Dakota Access Pipeline Company has also agreed to hold off on drilling beneath the Missouri River until the court date of August 24th, scheduled in Washington, D.C., has had a chance to hear the tribe's request for an injunction. All construction workers have left the drilling site. At a press conference, Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirchmeyer discussed the indefinite stoppage of work. Interesting choice of words. And he also stated that protesters were armed with firearms and pipe bombs, posing a risk to the safety of police officers and construction workers. The Sacred Stone Camp, Honor the Earth, and Indigenous Environmental Network give the following joint statement in response. Here comes the statement. We celebrate the stoppage of construction as a victory. Folks, I could spend an hour on how awful that statement is. Awful. These people are here as thugs to stop lawful commerce, and they're celebrating it. But I'll say that for another day. They continue, we have demonstrated that the power of the people will be heard in nonviolent direct action works. Nonviolent? Pipe bombs? Machetes? Have you seen the videos? Doesn't look nonviolent to me. FBI's here. Why are they here? Who are they looking for in the mix? I continue. We accept this momentary victory, but understand we have a long fight ahead of us to come. The blockade is not over and will not cease until Dakota Access ends this proposed dirty pipeline. That's a big word for them. Dirty fuels, dirty pipeline, dirty tar sands. They're big on that word. Firearms and weapons are not allowed at the Sacred Stone Camp, and our security has done an exemplary job at maintaining safety amongst the crowd. We reject this fear-mongering tactic being used by the local police and media that paints our actions as violent and misguided. The only pipes in this camp are peace pipes used for prayer and expressions of love. As our camp was established on an act of prayer, we are committed to nonviolence. Standing Rock Sioux tribal citizens, joined by hundreds of natives and non-native allies from across the country, have gathered to block construction of this pipeline, which would threaten sacred sites and culturally important landscapes near the Standing Rock Reservation, as well as posing a serious danger to the tribe's drinking water supply. So far, 28 people have been arrested as part of the protest, including Tribal Chairman Dave Archibald, Jr. All right, there's their statement. Saying there are not pipe bombs, saying they are maintaining safety, is very different than what's happening. They have invited thugs from everywhere. There is no control to this. The reason construction stopped is because law enforcement were badly outnumbered by thugs. And it was for the safety of everybody involved. This is still a powder keg. There's still work to be done. These people have a made-for-TV protest that is playing out in a big way. Let's go to Standing Rock. Terry, what's on your mind? You're next on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Hello?
Terry, it's you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. I want you to know a little bit about me, because you are calling me and my family thugs. I'm a 68-year-old honorably discharged veteran. I have a master's degree, and I'm a retired educator. I've been on the front lines of that protest since the beginning. My whole family, including 7-year-old grandchildren, we are thugs, if that's what you want to call us.
No, I didn't call you a thug, Terry. Let me just make sure I didn't call you a thug. Did you have a machete at the protest?
No, I don't.
Okay, and any pipe bombs?
No, and I've never seen one. Who's okay. giving you that information? It's probably the Law and Order.
Well, I tend to be a fan of Law and Order. I'm okay.
Yeah,
with
I am too. And let me tell you something about Law and Order. In the initial days, there was a good relationship. Many of them even said, I wish I was on your side because I believe what you're doing. I believe in what you're doing. Now, I heard this with my own ears. I was and still am on the front lines.
Well, that's great. And Terry, honestly, I believe if you and your other family members and others who doing as you say you've done, there would be part of this. There wouldn't be this this escalating situation. How many people do you think protesting are from somewhere else other than Standing Rock?
I'd say roughly a fourth of them are from Standing Rock.
Yeah, that's a big problem. That's a big problem. Because I think the lawlessness we're talking about, the thugs I'm talking about, are in that three-quarters of the group. That's what I'm saying.
Like you said, you know, I tend to believe law and order, too, but I would bet my life they've never seen a machete, they've never seen a gun, they've never seen a pipe bomb. No way. You know, somebody's feeding you
lies. Well, I would say this, with the size crowd there is, with, the Standing Rock folks making up, in your estimation, a quarter of the crowd, that could happen. I'm gonna side law enforcement on that one, Terry. I appreciate your call, and I didn't call you a thug or your family. Let's just keep that clear. More calls after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Teen drivers account for about 5% of drivers in North Dakota, but they're involved in nearly 18% of all vehicle crashes. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents educating their teen drivers.
There's no disputing statistics. It's nationwide and it's in North Dakota. They're all the same. Teens are overrepresented, and it's because of their inexperience. So we have to do everything we can to educate them to be safer drivers, to pay attention to the road, to not distract other teens when they're in the car, wear their seatbelts, don't text and drive, and they'll make it home. And that's what we have to do as parents to keep our teens safe.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for healthcare. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit breatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Landowner in all of this, says one of our listeners by email. David and Brenda Meyer of Flasher are the landowners. Public information, by the way. The right-of-way they have agreed to with Energy Transfer Partners is for the building and maintenance of this pipeline. Private citizens, regardless of their ethnicity, locale, or political affiliation, have no reason to be out there. Now, that would be a good question for some of our Native friends, right? Because while this protest involves a pipeline that is not on Native land, but obviously it would affect their drinking water, so that's one of the reasons there's a concern here. They you know, it's they wanting to protect their land. Do they see anything wrong in trespassing on land and disrupting something where these folks that own the land have done? I think it's a very good point. I think it's a really good point. Tom and Hazen, what's on your mind?
Good morning. In response to your last caller, I'd like to say that I am also an honorably discharged disabled veteran. I'm 70 years old. I have a bachelor's degree in science at North Dakota State University. And I'm retired from over 30 years in law enforcement. And that gentleman is no doubt not a thug, but he owes his tribe the responsibility to tell his leaders to get rid of the thugs and act responsibly in peaceful protest. And I think you and I both know who's at the bottom of this financially. And I would love to see the federal government infiltrate that organization, bring proof to the courts that George Soros is funding this, and charge him, make him liable.
It won't happen. Won't happen in this administration, but it could in the next, and it should. I follow the money. You're absolutely right. You know,
depending on the vote, I would love to hear Heidi Heitkamp chime in on this. I'd love to hear Doug Burton call in.
And that's an interesting point, because Doug Burgum obviously will you know, you're talking about the Republican candidate for governor, who likely will be the governor after the November election, and will be dealing with a lot of this. And how this is handled will certainly affect, in my view, whether or not more of these happen here, because you draw the line in the sand here. These people are professional thugs. And again, I'm not putting that on the Standing Rock people. I'm putting it on the people they invited in that are part of this. This gentleman that called us. And I thank him for his service. I should have told him directly. I thank you for your service too, Tom. And to give me the freedom to get on the radio every day and share my opinion and welcome other opinions. But, you know, this is professional thuggery. This is Ferguson. This is Milwaukee. This is what they did to the Keystone XL pipeline. This is a made for TV protest. You got to ferret it out. And, when law enforcement resources are being drained from all around the state, big, big five-alarm fire here. Big blinking light on the dashboard. Absolutely right. Tom, thanks for your service. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Allison, calling from Standing Rock. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Allison.
Hey, what's going on? This is Allison Renville. I'm from Sisseton, South Dakota. I'm a national delegate for the Democratic Party. I'm out here fighting with the people because I truly believe that what they're doing is... It's really important, and what you guys are doing right now is perpetuating the racism that is keeping these people down.
Wait a minute, Allison, I got to stop you there. Just do me a favor. Let's have a reasonable conversation here. What have I said that has perpetuated racism?
Yeah. Wow. Do we still have Allison?
I don't know. I don't think we have Allison.
How did that all happen at one time?
Yeah, I don't know. Online, it was interesting because I was actually screening a caller, and then the moment Scott dropped. the moment the caller dropped that I was talking
about. Thought maybe Allison was just gathering her thoughts, and Scott was being respectful and letting her take the time to gather thoughts or whatever. And all of a sudden, they're both gone at the same time? Huh?
That's very strange, is it not?
How in the world does that happen? Yeah. That's too good. I was looking forward to Allison's answer.
And said all these lies.
There she is.
That okay.
Is perpetuating the fear-mongering and playing to this demographic.
Hey, Allison.
You people, yourself, you attribute to.
Allison? Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, we had lost you up until just like 5 seconds ago. For whatever reason, we had no audio coming from you. We do have audio coming from you now. So if you could, I'm sorry to do this to you, to have you start your point over, but unfortunately we missed you, the beginning of your point there. So if you could start at the beginning, and I apologize, I don't know what happened. We had a little technical glitch. We also lost Scott there. He'll undoubtedly be back, but.
So yes, Allison, please continue.
Yes, and what I'm saying is that you yourself, you know your demographic, and you know who you're talking to. You know exactly how to talk to these people and get them riled up and turn this into a division throughout the whole entire state. Non-natives and natives alike hunt, fish, and live on this land. So by sitting here and perpetuating this fear-mongering and putting out this kind of racist behavior to all of this.
Okay, what did we say that was racist?
You're accusing people of being thugs. There's no thugs here. There's no pipe bombs. There's no guns. There's no criminal activity going on.
Is that the reports that are coming out, though?
Yeah, but you know what? Who's saying this? Get somebody on the air who can sit there and validate this point that the sheriff is perpetuating. Because you know what? It's not going on. There are kids here.
Then why is the reporter from the Bismarck Tribune, whose sister is apparently there, reporting that?
You know what? Tell his sister to come find me, and I will point it out to her myself. I've been...
Okay.
And you know what? This is not going on. And by sitting here and spreading these lies, you're just doing...
Well, wait a minute now. We can only report what's being reported. We're not trying to spread lies. We're not trying to spread an agenda. We're reporting... Hang on, Allison. We're reporting what's being reported to us.
People all day. We're sitting here listening to you interrupt people all morning, calling these kids thugs. Calling people who have taken the time to come.
Because those are the reports that are coming out. All we're doing are giving the reports that are coming out. Scott, we have you back.
Yeah, we do. You certainly took one for the team there, Todd. I apologize. We had a
no problem.
Problem with our connection here. But Allison, with all due respect, we've had conversations the last 90 minutes with people. Conversations. We're not interrupting people. We're having a conversation. And with all due respect, because you say those weapons are not there, we're going to tend to go with law enforcement, including the Morton County Sheriff, before we take the word of one person who's
agreed.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Great point from a texter in response to our conversation with Allison at Standing Rock. Read that one, Tom. Todd. What's your name again?
Yeah.
Todd, the radio godman.
Out of curiosity, how does Allison equate 28 arrests with no criminal activity?
Yeah. And go back to the other texter saying the same. Yeah, 28 arrests. And by the way, a lot more. The reason the pipeline stopped, the construction is stopped, is because I think sadly, folks had to succumb to the thuggery, but they did it in the name of saving lives. So it's a good thing. Now you have a little breathing room to return law and order, and that's what's going on right now. And it ought to. Going back to something else, an earlier texter said, wait a minute, where's the landowners? You know, their right of way is not for protesters. It's for the pipeline to be built. Aren't they trespassing? So there's a lot of issues there. Let me see here. We have Marcy at Standing Rock, TJ in the Bismarck, John in Fargo, Jerry in Mandan, and Linda at Standing Rock that want to weigh in. We're going to get to all of you. We'll go quickly. I want to first defer to Lieutenant Tom Iverson from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, is joining us for a couple of minutes to answer some questions that came up from listeners earlier. Related to 1806 and the closure there. Lieutenant Iverson, nice to have you back. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How you doing?
Appreciate all you're doing and the Highway Patrol is doing and all of law enforcement, really, in a very dangerous, difficult situation down in Standing Rock. So, first of all, our thoughts and prayers with all of your crew and all of law enforcement at this difficult time. We appreciate what you're doing, okay?
Yes, I appreciate that comment.
So we had a call earlier. I had understood and probably didn't follow this as closely as I should on what has already been announced, but that 1806 was roadblocked to basically say, if you've got a reason to be down here, fine. Otherwise, you're not going down here. We had a call from a fisherman who wanted to go down there, and he heard from a fellow fisherman that he was prevented from going down there. What are the rules on the road blockage?
Basically, what's going on is North Dakota Highway 1806 south of Mandan, right at the intersection with Morton County Road 138A. Now, those that are not familiar, that's going to be about 6 miles south of Mandan. There is a hard closure there. There's only local traffic and emergency response vehicles allowed beyond that point. Reason being is the situation down south it keeps evolving. It's a dynamic, fluid situation. And we do not want to be sending unsuspecting drivers through that area with a large number of vehicles parked on the shoulders of the roadways and pedestrians on the roadways. It's just not a safe situation to be sending vehicles down there. Now, as far as vehicles that are allowed to go through it, now, if you live in that area or your local traffic kind of close to that area, you are allowed to go to your home. Other traffic that needs to get south of that area, Now, there is alternative routes to take around to bypass what has now become the protest site, which via Highway 6 for other traffic that needs to get down there for whatever reason they may have.
Sure. So if you're fishing, you're not going to be able to take 1806. That's a hard
crisis. Right.
Yeah.
That is correct. And there are some other routes that that person would take. I don't know exactly where they would be going fishing, but hopefully they kind of know the area and know how to get to that area from some of the side roads.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. And I know, again, it's a difficult situation, and I would imagine that there's hope that this will help reduce the flow of the protesters that are coming from all over in there to begin to defuse the situation. So it's a disruption. The campground's closed. Traffic can't go like it normally would, but it's for a very important and a necessary reason, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our role with the North Dakota Highway Patrol, we predominantly concentrate our efforts on the highways. We need to keep that highway safe for our motoring public, those working in the area, and those actively protesting in the area. We are all about ensuring safety of everyone involved, and it's just not a safe situation to be sending cars down that stretch of roadway where it's extremely bottlenecked, excuse me, and a large amount of pedestrians on the road.
We had a listener text a note earlier about highway patrolman being followed by one of the protesters to the home of the highway patrolman, and evidently circling the home and spending some time there. If you're not able to tell me, I understand, but I just wanted to ask you, has that happened? I mean, has that level of intimidation gone to that point?
Regarding any tactical areas on that, I would not be comfortable commenting on that. If it is going on, that is something that is concerning to our agency and to all law enforcement involved, and should be concerning to the citizens of North Dakota, as we are, you know, we need to maintain our efforts of protecting everybody. So that would be something that is concerning to us, yes.
Yeah, and I totally understand what you're dealing with there. And it is, again, something we're keeping in our thoughts and prayers firsthand. Lieutenant, thanks for the time today. Appreciate you joining us on short notice to update us on the situation with the road blockage. And I know that the on-the-ground communication related to law enforcement is coming from Morton County Sheriff and his deputy as well. So they're very busy today. We've been efforting an interview, but we understand they're in the middle of a very difficult situation. So,
yeah, I agree. Thank you for taking the time to have me on and you know, getting some of this information out there to making sure that people are well aware of what the situation is and can plan accordingly to get to their destination.
You bet. Appreciate it. Thank you, Lieutenant.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol, with us on the program today. More of your calls here in just a second. I also wanted to give you one programming note. We had a planned interview with Lou Holtz today. Lou Holtz is a proud supporter of Donald Trump. We're going to talk a little football, a little Trump campaign, we're going to reschedule that just because of what's going on. Doesn't seem appropriate in the middle of a difficult situation, breaking news happening literally minute by minute down here. So we're going to stick to that story today, and we'll reschedule that. Just tell you one quick thing I do have up on Facebook. New Rasmussen poll out today has Clinton 41, Trump 39, Johnson 9, and Stein 3, which to me is great news for Trump in a number of ways. Number one, the race is tightening again, and a two-point difference between the two of the Clinton and Trump, but also that Johnson is at 9%. Most of those libertarian votes, you know, I don't know if that number is going to stick. He's not going to get 9% in the end. A lot of that would come to Trump. And, of course, the Green Party candidate only at 3. So if those numbers move, there's less of them to move to Clinton. So interesting number there, I thought. All right, let's see here. TJ Bismarck, been waiting the longest. You're next on What's on Your Mind on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Take it away.
Good morning. I think you hit the nail right on the head, Scott, when you're talking about there's a ulterior motive to this protest. And here's the two reasons why I say that. One is, how come if we're protesting pipelines, how come there's no protesting natural gas pipelines that feed communities in that area? Those are pipelines as well. And there are natural gas pipelines that go under this river. Also, number two, I was down in that area earlier this week and got stopped in the traffic on the way back. And so I took some time to do some filming, and I noticed that there were several out-of-state plates there that really don't have any business being here. And when I started filming some of these people, a lot of them would turn away from my camera and not want to be filmed. And I can tell you for a fact, these people aren't indigenous. These people are not part of the Standing Rock Reservation or that people. So I know that we have out-of-state people coming in to protest, and I think there's an ulterior motive behind all of it.
Yeah, that's why I say I believe the Standing Rock people, to the extent they have a concern and are upset with the process, you know, they should use every resource they can to, you know, appeal that. Again, all the normal process has been followed. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers didn't approve anything lightly. They take forever on everything, right? And so, you know, they didn't like the outcome of the process. Fine, do something about it. But to allow thugs in and this bigger issue, they need to be honest with themselves and saying, this isn't them. This is other people. We had earlier callers said, hey, we're about a fourth of us, I'd say, was, you know, people I know. Three quarters of people from who knows where. Well, come on. What do you think is going on? And, you know, they need to be honest about this, and because what they're creating is the conditions for a powder keg, and that's the danger. That is the danger here that we all need to be aware of. So appreciate the firsthand reports, TJ. To your point about people turning away from cameras, my understanding is a lot, the FBI is involved. Let's just say the FBI is here. There's people here that are wanted for all kinds of things. Okay. So trust me when I tell you, you're exactly right that there's people here that have no dog in this fight, so to speak. Marcy, you're next on What's on Your Mind, calling from Standing Rock. Go ahead.
Good morning. Say, you know, I really hesitated to call because I admittedly am ignorant about what's going on and all the ins and outs and everything, but I've lived on Standing Rock all of my life. And my concern is the information I'm getting is either from Facebook, from the camp, or from mainstream media, and I think probably less than 90% of either one of those is very accurate. But in an attempt to educate myself, I have a question. My understanding has been reported that this pipeline is scheduled to cross the Missouri River twice. Is that how you understand it as well?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, that could be right, but what would be the difference? What would the
difference would be if you cross the same river twice, don't you wind up on the same side you started on?
Well, I suppose it would determine. It would depend on the path of the pipeline, where it's going, and where the river bends. Right. So, I mean, you could be right.
If you cross the same river twice, you're going to be back on the same side that you started, and it's probably shorter and cheaper to cross it twice, but it's probably safer to go around it.
Well, see, all of those things would be considered in the process. That's where the company says, here's where we want to go, and they go to the Public Service Commission in North Dakota. They have hearings. Did you know something, Marcy? This is I appreciate your efforts to inform yourself on the facts of this. This is some question I think should be asked for Standing Rock officials. There is the Public Service Commission in North Dakota that sites pipelines. They decide, okay, well, here's where you can go. They have to approve it, okay? Now, in this case, the Corps of Engineers did as well because of the river, but so two bodies involved. The Standing Rock officials didn't protest, didn't come to the hearings of the Public Service Commission to bring up the point you bring up, okay? So to now call in a bunch of thugs and create this lawless situation as a result of the malfeasance of not going through the process earlier, you're going to have a hard time getting sympathy from me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, and I get all of that. And I also, you know, when I watch the video of these people running at our law enforcement officers, and I'm a big supporter of law enforcement.
Hang on, Marcy. Hang on, Marcy. We got to take a break. We'll finish after the break. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your everyday made better too, and that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs. And again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, and now next to Sam's Club Bismarck, online at fargohotspring.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Meandering river, you can cross a river twice and certainly not be on the same side of the river. Thanks.
Pipelines are below rivers all throughout North Dakota. This is not new. In fact, if there is legitimate concern about the threat to the drinking water at Standing Rock, the concern ought not be from a new pipeline using all the latest and greatest in technology. It ought to be other ones that are there. But please remember, this is not about the Dakota Access Pipeline. This is not about a threat to the water supply. I don't doubt there is some of that from the folks at Standing Rock, and what they're now arguing about is a process that was completely followed letter of the law that didn't come out the way they like. That happens every day in all walks of life. That's fine. That is not a reason to invite in the Black Lives Matter of the extremist environmentalist crazies to come in here with their thuggery, okay? And that's what's happening. Unfortunately, the chairman of the Standing Rock Indian Reservation, Dave Archambault, has said, go ahead, Earth Justice. We cede to you
on this one. And they swoop in with their buses and their all their thuggery. And they succeed and celebrate shutting down commerce in a lawful pipeline. Emailer here says, I'm part Native American. I'm also a local 49 union operator. I had a chance to be an operator on that job. I happened to decline for work in town. But those operators have families to support. By not working, they don't get paid. This needs to be diffused before something bad happens. I also fish, camp down at Grainers. This weekend, we're going to camp. Now we can't. I work 60 hours a week to enjoy a little R&R with my family and friends. Not this weekend. I understand the complaints, but the pipeline will be installed either way. I wish I could take days off and not worry about how I'm not going to pay bills, about how I'm going to pay bills. I think you need to shut the highway down farther south and let the pipeline company put it in. I'll tell you what, that ought to be job one, getting construction going again immediately, pushing back against this thuggery. But you first have to defuse the situation and make sure law enforcement aren't put in harm's way or those construction workers. All good thoughts. Got to finish with Marcy and Standing Rock and other calls in a moment. First, a word about two fine sponsors, one of them. Our friends at Pfeiffer's. They have a consignment auction coming up. I want you to circle your calendar right now. It's almost a month away, a little better than a month, September 21st. They have an all-new Auction Center of North America, Consignment Auction Center in Steele, North Dakota. And their first auction is going to happen there September 21st. Construction, ag equipment, payloaders, cranes, tractors, and so much more. If you're looking to move some items, give the folks at Pfeiffer's a call pronto. They're updating auction items every single day, so check that out. I also drove by a little bit of heaven that the folks at Pfeiffer's are going to be auctioning right next to the Little Missouri River. I mean, hayland, grassland, badlands, beauty, great views. It's literally right by the Long X Bridge, right at the park, about 2,000 acres. I mean, this is a crown jewel. That's September 28th, so put that one on your calendar. Full listing at Pfeiffer's.com or call them. They'll send you a catalog at 877-700-4099. We had to reschedule another conversation we planned for today with one of our new sponsors, Jim, the North Dakota flagpole guy. If you own a business, are you flying a flag right now? Are you at home? Has there ever been a more important time to show your patriotism? You can show your national pride with your own flagpole, and you know what? A quote is as quick as a call to 701-571-FLAG. Or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. ndflagpoleguy.com. It's a great story behind this, inspired by a call to this program, believe it or not. So we'll tell you about more tomorrow on the program. Okay, Marcy in Standing Rock, you were telling me about a concern you had about the horses getting too close to the law enforcement. I saw the video of that, and I was absolutely appalled. Who does that?
I was appalled as well. I am equally appalled, however, by the fool that calls into your radio show and says that the only reason they're protesting is because they're sour grapes. They're not getting the money because they're not accessing across their land. That makes me just as sick to my stomach. And I would like to have somebody draw me a map. I don't care how much a river meanders. You cross it twice, you're on the same side. And it's ridiculous to assume anything else. And tell me how wonderful the Corps of Engineers is that this is so well thought out. When not that many years ago, I remember your listeners calling into your show complaining about how inept they were over the flooding situation in your fair city.
Oh, yeah,
don't
you
tell
bet.
Me I'm... and don't sing the praises of the Corps of Engineers to me.
No, I'm it's a different arm of the Corps of Engineers, but I take your point, and there were issues there, no doubt about it, and they were called to task for it. But,
right.
but the siting of a pipeline, Marcy, is a different bailiwick. Again, to the extent you disagree with the path, there's a process for that, and people don't have to die over that process. That's what we're talking about. One more quick call. Rod in Bismarck, 30 seconds, it's all yours. Go.
Yeah, quick thing, follow the money. Who benefits most from the delay in the pipeline? Warren Buffett, Burlington Northern, you delay the pipeline, more oil transfers over the railroad.
Yeah, and I'll also tell you, follow the money because there's contracts, and those contracts for the oil would expire if that pipeline's not built on time. So you delay the pipeline, you mess up the whole business model of this thing being built. Billions of dollars have been put into this. But I don't disagree with you on whether it's
you know, I don't know if it's Buffett or whoever. I mean, but certainly a lot is coming out of Buffett's pocket and Burlington Northern when this stuff goes by pipeline. The safest way to transport it, by the way. Is that being missed in all this? Do you want more trucks on the road? Remember when we called those train bombs? People, they're not being rational. This is environmental extremism at its worst. God bless you. See you tomorrow. So chances are when I'm not behind the microphone doing what's on your mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story. That's what we are, storytellers, and talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.